You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
June 28, 1969, Stonewall Inn in Manhattan's Greenwich Village was a gay bar. At the time, cross-dressing and homosexuality were considered mental illnesses and treated as criminal, so going to gay bars was a risk. Back in the 1960s, the Stonewall Inn was one of the few bars in Manhattan where people of the same sex could dance with each other without police harassment, mostly, which was only protected through alleged mafia ties. But people still went because for many this was the only place they could be themselves. But early in the morning of June 28th, a handful of police officers raided the inn. It erupted into a riot, with around 500 patrons fighting against police for the freedom to be themselves. The police officers took shelter in the inn, and rioters broke through the windows and doors. The violence escalated, cars were turned over, the street was on fire, hundreds of people were pushing and shoving outside the inn, people were fighting with each other. Eventually, New York City's tactical police force intervened, but rioters chased them out of the neighborhood too. The next night, people returned again to riot. This was the first time people were coming out on the streets to protest the rights and protection of the LGBT community. For many, this was the first time they could proudly declare their sexuality or gender identity, surrounded by people willing to fight for them and stand up against police discrimination. And sure, there were pockets of LGBT activism before Stonewall, but this event catapulted them forward. It wasn't the start of the LGBT activism, but is arguably the most influential. After the riots, people were energized to take action and join their local community groups and mobilized. Two people often left out of conversations about Stonewall who did make a huge impact on that night were transgender women of colour, Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera. While the raid and the riot that followed went down in history, Rivera and Johnson's contributions related to the uprising didn't make the news as much. In fact, as iconic as Stonewall was to the gay liberation struggle, it also became a symbol of a largely white, male movement that relegated people of colour and women to the margins. Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera went on to spend their lives fighting for the queer community. They co-founded the Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries, a group that worked with homeless drag queens and transgender women of colour in New York City. But where are we in New Zealand? Before colonisation, there is overwhelming historical evidence that same-sex Māori couples were accepted and celebrated in their communities. Colonisation brought European Christian laws to New Zealand and criminalised male homosexuality. It wasn't until July 9th, 1986 that this was legalised again, and only last month was it announced that these historic convictions could be quashed. In the 1980s, there was a major cultural shift around the world in the Stonewall riot commemorations. The previous loosely organised grassroots marches were taken over by more organised, less radical elements of the gay community. The marches began dropping liberation and freedom from their names under pressure from more conservative members of the community, replacing them with the philosophy of gay pride. In New Zealand, we now openly celebrate the queer community every year with many events such as the Big Gay Out and the Pride Parade, which is on tomorrow night. Even John Key celebrates it. ANZ decorated their ATM in rainbow colours and called it a gay-TM. However, many in the LGBT community see this as pinkwashing, when businesses that normally discriminate against queer people undertake actions to seem more queer-friendly in order to gain more customers and, in the end, make more money. In recent years, there's been an increasing corporatisation and commercialisation of Pride, which culminated in the events of the 2015 Pride Parade and the formation of queer activist group No Pride in Prisons. In 2015, it was announced that the New Zealand Police Force and Department of Corrections would march their members in uniform on horseback in the Pride Parade. Members of No Pride in Prisons saw this as unacceptable, citing their reasons in an article for Gay NZ as institutional discrimination against Māori and the fact that Corrections regularly forces trans women to serve sentences in male prisons. But it's 2 years later, so where are we now? The police will not be marching in uniform in tomorrow's Pride Parade, but the ANZ Gay-TM is up again on Queen Street this year, so we'll see what happens. Amanda Jane Robinson, BFM News.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.